Say, okay, all right, I'll think about
that. Try to be nice, huh?
I'll think about that. and then I get, speaking of how's your mother-in-law,
right?
How's your mother-in-law?
How is your mother-in-law?
Still alive, still living with us, thank God.
Good.
And,
nothing bad has happened, thank God.
About the first part I meant, still alive, still living with us as well, thank God on that. So she says to me, I guess it's last night, this has been an ongoing conversation. She said to me, aren't you going to do anything for Frida's birthday? She said, I think Frida really wants. She said, if she talked to Frida about it, and she said, Frida told her that she doesn't want anything done because she's afraid that if I have a party for her, that she's going to get dragged into the planning of it. Okay, that she doesn't want to do any work.
Uh-huh, right.
And I said to my mother-in-law, I said, she never said that to me. She just said she didn't want a party. And then my mother-in-law says, well, I was talking with her, and she tells me that the 50th birthday is the most important birthday of the life. And it's halfway through, and it's really a big deal to her, and she really wants a party.
Who said this to you?
My mother-in-law.
Did you explain to her that really, technically, it's not the halfway mark?
But she says it's what my wife believes.
Maybe
okay?
Not the best thing
now,
to
I've
say.
Probably
not the right
thing.
You're right.
I've never heard my beloved Lady Botox mention that she's going to make it to 100.
In this room, it might be called the finishing line.
There you go. And for some people, overtime.
That's right. More overtime.
Game might go into extra innings. Be a late night barn burner. Burner, I hardly knew her.
Single digits.
So my mother-in-law is trying to be nice and tell me that, what I should do, and telling me I can have a party out in the backyard, and we could, have a barbecue, or I should take her downtown, and I should. And by the time my wife was out with a friend last night, by the time she got home, we start talking about this, and she says, "You're stressing me out about this. I don't want a party." And here's my dilemma. She really does want a party.
Of course.
But
everybody, isn't it almost safe to say everybody always wants a party?
But she's saying that she doesn't want a party. Now, she's already laid down a bunch of Washingtons to go to Miami with her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And she has said to me, absolutely to my face this morning, I said, no BS. Do you or do you not want a party? Mm-hmm. She looked me right in the eye and she said, I do not want a party. I'm going to tell my friends. I'm going to tell my mother. I do not want a party. And I'll tell you, I walked away from the kitchen table and the first thing I thought was, I swear to Christ, oh, she wants a party.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely.
She wants a party.
She does.
She wants a party.
Sure.
Well, I can't make sure that, listen, with all this pressure, I can't make sure that this party that I'm going to have to throw for her that she doesn't want, that she really does want.
Right.
If it turns out like that party last night,
I'm
a dead man.
You're doomed, yeah.
I'm a dead man.
Right.
A lot of pressure. So taking notes last night.
You're going to be taking point on this, and you're going to be making all the arrangements.
Well, everybody wants to help me, Mike.
Oh, really?
Everybody wants to help.
Everybody wants to help.
Because I'm so retarded.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
Well, and also I think that's what they all think. I'm just, it starts with my wife.
Do you want some advice?
That's the whole thing. And she's being nice about it, but really I understand what she's saying.
Yes.
You got to be cruel to be kind. What she's saying is, I want a party, but if there's a party, then you're going to screw it up, and I'm going to have to get involved in the planning of it.
And that's why you have to do it. You have to take it, and you have to do the whole thing. And do it your way.
I am.
And you know what? And nobody don't let anybody tell you
what
to do.
That's why I'm getting a clown.
Yep.
I'm getting a guy to make balloon animals.
There you go. You're going to get the moon bounce?
I'm moon bounce and a pony.
That's all you need.
Pony rides.
That's all you need. You'll be 100% set.
And the glory hole.
that's always important. After 6 p.m. only. Be very exciting.
And then a live two-girl show.
And just like last night, only this one will be more successful, of course, a key party.
Yes, that's right.
Keys required.
That's part of the big 50th birthday party.
Mandatory.
So anyway, I don't know what's going on there. And the countdown's on. And, boy, she was right about that. She said, and you said it was 2 months away. It's less than a month away.
Do people still do key parties? Do people still actually do that?
I don't know, Buzz.
I don't know if they do use keys anymore. I think they just all show up at a house.
It would seem to me a key party in its purest form, if it was, say, a neighborhood key party.
Right.
Would be, your odds would have to be astonishing.
Yeah,
luck
of the draw would not be that good.
I would think it'd be a scary proposition because, you're not, unless you've got everybody who's going to this party is going to be a turbo hottie or somebody that you would want to. Well, are you guaranteed, like, if you had a neighborhood key party, that you'd want to have sex with everybody in the neighborhood?
Let me think about that.
Don't invite them if you don't.
Let me think about that. About my neighborhood going up the street.
Your neighborhood.
I can't. My new neighborhood.
No way. First house? I don't believe she can anymore.
She
always can.
It's an age thing?
Yeah. Second house? Sure.
Okay.
Third house?
Oh, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Fourth house? There's drinking involved.
Uh-huh. Really? That's right there. That's
a lot of drinking, though.
How many people are going to be at this? How many couples?
I'm going all the way up the street. Hold on a second.
All right, go ahead.
Then
you're at three.
You get to the next house, that's a no.
Really?
The next house is a no.
Mm-hmm.
The next house, also disqualified for age.
Wow. Okay.
Now, coming back down the street,
yeah.
The next house, no. The next house, no.
Ooh.
And the next house, not if you are going to chop me up into little pieces and turn me into a Carl's Jr. sandwich.
Sure.
So I guess about half.
That's seven no's and three yeses.
Now, if we can get off my street,
uh-huh.
We can get off
my street.
Oh, I go a little deeper, so to speak.
If we could turn the corner.
Uh-huh.
Okay, none. But if we can
turn the corner again,
if you can go up to that neighborhood,
if we can get MapQuest to get some of the people that used to live on the street,
sure,
including it. I would need an overseas MapQuest because I would have to have Gary and Sarah, the wonderful Brits.
Right. Sure,
they'd have to be at the key party,
right?
You know, I would probably feel comfortable. No, I would not. I wouldn't feel comfortable swinging. But if I was going to swing with anybody,
uh-huh. Yes,
it would be with our friends Gary and Sarah from Britain.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
Yeah, we do.
Good.
Yes, we do.
That's a good thing. Well, you know what? Go over to Europe. Say hi to him again.
More acceptable there.
I don't know. You know. I don't think he's as good as me.
I just think a key party that
you'd find out at the party.
I think the concept of a key party is stretching it. I mean, so to speak. It's tough. I mean, a key party, about that. Yeah, I mean, you think of this, I'd like to know if anybody ever really did it.
Yeah, the key party. Well, I'm sure someone will call who has
one. Swingers, you know.
Hello. Well, you want to talk to regular people who've done it, not pros?
Well, it's just, I wonder if everybody, like, floated the idea.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Sorry.
I guess you have to be a swinger to have a key party.
That's an awful cell phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? My girlfriend turned 21 last year, and she swore up and down she didn't want a birthday party, and I believed her, and I never threw a birthday party, and I will never live it down.
Yep. 21.
Yeah, 21. I'm surprised she wanted a party. 21-year-olds that I know just want to go out and, you know, get to the bar. That's what they want to do.
At 21, they still listen to you. At 21, God, at 21, you've got at least... Let me see. If the partnership starts at 50-50, mm-hmm. and immediately, as soon as she puts the ring on your finger,
yeah. right,
it immediately goes to 50-49 her. I'm thinking that if you've only known a girl been married a year, if she's like 21,
right,
then you've still got like a good 40% on your side.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Enjoy the momentum.
It's not a winning percentage.
But if you are in a relationship with a 21-year-old and you get bitched out for not throwing a party... You better prepare yourself.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, you better want to pull that thing the lady pulled when she went down to Vegas.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Runaway. Hello.
Hey, Don. This is Mary Rambo.
Mary Rambo, I love your son's movies.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I own a catering business called Menus by Mary. I'd like to help you out with Frida's party.
Oh, I'm sure you would. And there's your free plug. And that's exactly what I want. One of our creepy listeners finding out where I live and bringing their maggot-infested food to my home so that we can all get botulism and an awful diarrhea.
Nothing personal.
Please. No, seriously.
No, seriously, Mary. Seriously, that's what I had to say. Seriously. I kid, Mary. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hold on and give your information to Beth Ann, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Rambo.
Are you thinking about doing it in the backyard?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Not really.
Well.
I've done it before in the backyard.
You have?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, what do you got to do? Got to string up a couple of balloons.
Yeah.
Got to get the barbecue going.
Some tiki lights.
Got to get, let's not go crazy, Buzz.
Okay. Tiki torches.
All right.
I got them somewhere.
Get the torches.
I got tiki torches somewhere.
Have a Hello. Leather party.
Don and Mike show.
Don Geronimo.
Yes.
Owls, your neighbors.
How's sex with your neighbors?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
know, Frito would probably appreciate if you had some of the fan base there to help you out, since you guys are where you are because of your fans.
He's right about that, and
right
I think he would appreciate that.
That's right. Sure she would.
A fan party and a Frida birthday party.
Mike, but you know what's coming up first is your mom's birthday. Why don't we start this with your mom's birthday?
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be great.
Invite some more listeners to your mom's big birthday party.
That's wonderful. You know what? On the weekend that we're celebrating her birthday, everybody's invited to the house. That's great. No problem at all.
You want to have the listeners out to dig the hole for the luau.
Yeah, you got to put that pig in the ground pretty early.
Yes, you do.
And poi. Poi makes a good party.
It does.
And good pace.
I'm finding myself a lot of banana leaves. I'll set some aside for you. For pig roasting. How's your pig?
I've always had a problem with poi.
Poi?
Yeah. It's awful.
I'm not a fan of the poi.
No, you know what's a real problem?
What?
If you find poi at a key party.
Mike, that's not poi.
Hello. On the Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, when your girlfriend turns 21, you're gonna throw a party for her?
No, I don't think she wants one necessarily. You know. Good luck with the throat cancer, though.
Come back.
Yes.
We go to a break.
It was my last joke.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. So what? You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Hey.
Sure do.
Expect a miracle every
where
day
else you're
on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you!
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Shut up!
Oh, that is that!
Sorry, Rosie.
Mike, I want to mention that it's May.
Yes?
And we all know what that means.
Oh, we do indeed.
That mini-skirted mama...